Jimmy, we've got two subjects I want to talk about. One of the subjects right now is something we have been talking about, and that's the overall situation in the Ukraine. Let's take 30 seconds and let's wrap that one up, and then I want to talk about some internal political issues that are going on.
You bet. So I think Russia, and here's my prediction. Russia is going to have to face the reality they're fighting the NATO, U.S., entire military-industrial complex, and the West will continue to print money and build weapons as long as the Ukrainians are willing to fight and die for it. So that's going to be problematic with Russian industrial capacity and their ability to sustain this over a period of time. That's just a reality that we can't, that I think he's going to have to come to terms with, which means that Russia will probably have to settle with some sort of agreement eventually to keep the fleet in Sevastopol for a price, some marginal autonomy in the Donbass and some of those other areas that that are still Russian ethnically, you know, more favorable. And then overall, though, an embarrassing withdrawal. I don't know if he'll make it through politically beyond that. And I expect to see some problems behind the scenes. And what we saw in the early 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union, with Yeltsin coming to power, and then, of course, the potential coups over Gorbachev, and then the attack on the White House. There's a strong possibility we're going to see that kind of stuff happen, yeah. And it's going to happen very fast. So anyway, that's a little bit more than 30 seconds, but I think important stuff for people to consider, at least one view of it.
Right. To make the show really complete, let's get into some political issues, Ryan, domestic political issues, because we got a really big thing going on, Jim.
You bet. I think one of the most important things that are happening in the United States right now is the trial Missouri v. Biden.
Yeah,
that is where the attorney general from Missouri, now Andrew Bailey, he took it over from the previous AG who just was elected in the Senate. But Andrew Bailey has released documents this week showing a direct involvement of senior White House staffs working with big tech to censor information, in particular on COVID. Now, this is a very important court case, and these documents were filed, and actually released because of the court case and the discovery process. So they're accurate. This is not speculation. This is not a conspiracy theory. Andrew Slavitt, at the time, was a senior advisor for the Biden COVID-19 response team, and Rob Flaherty, the White House director for digital strategy, they went to Facebook and basically were convincing Facebook to take down information to help stop vaccine hesitancy. And in that, Facebook admitted to them that not only were they doing that, but they were also silencing true information because it might look shocking or alarmist or sensational.
Right.
Unquote. And they promised to take down more of that, and that's with Facebook. Other documents have shown that they worked directly, a document from April 22, 2021, that Flaherty told Google that they were funneling people into hesitancy, and what were they going to do? Basically, what were they going to do to stop it?
Right.
And, of course, these documents are identifying contacts with Instagram, with Twitter. We've seen from the Twitter files the amount of influence that they were using there, with Google and YouTube, basically all our social media platforms, in order to silence information they thought was misinformation, which turns out much of it was accurate. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, using the influence and the threat of government intervention to force them to change their ideas. Of course, often in the Facebook case, they actually admitted that this was not inaccurate information, but we're going to silence it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Very important legal case, very damning to the Biden administration. When you start adding up things like what's happening with the classified information, the silencing of information here, the realities of the failure of the COVID vaccinations, and of course, the economic situation that we're living in, not to mention the absolute disaster of international relations with the Afghanistan debacle and what's happening in Ukraine right now. This administration should, I mean, they are in dire straits.
The Biden administration, I got to tell you, that's the understatement of the day. We're recording this on Friday, you guys. The understatement of Friday the 13th is the Biden administration is in dire straits. I don't see any way in hell, Jimmy, that particular administration is going to get reelected.
There's and this is the interesting political angle underneath, you know, what's happening inside Washington and the White House.
Yeah.
I think Tucker Carlson did a little piece yesterday. I thought it was interesting. He basically said, oh, and by the way, in this court case that we were just talking about, Missouri v. Biden, they identified how Flaherty actually tried to censor Tucker Carlson, the most listened to opinion host on television. But anyway, beyond that, Carlson did a piece talking about what's happening with the Democratic Party. And his theory and thesis is that the Democrats have actually, with this classified information stuff, are basically throwing Biden off the bus, trying to get him out early so that they can get another candidate in there that they could win in 2024. I think there's some possibility to that theory, but here's the problem behind the scenes.
Okay.
Kamala Harris, very incompetent staff, is trying to hire people in, and it's just constant revolving door because of her incapacities and her failures on the board, numerous things, and her very low public approval rating. She's not a viable candidate.
Uh-huh.
Biden has said
he wants... No, she's not. She should be, but she's not.
Biden has said he wanted to run again. And of course, you know, he's shown publicly this sense of anger, and he's been attacked journalists the other day, just like crazy loud arguments, these kind of incoherent rantings around, you know, that really don't make any sense. And of course, we know he's mentally very limited in his capacity to think through problems.
Yeah.
But he and his wife, more importantly, Jill, are still pushing him to run again. So there is a fight internal of the Democratic Party of how this is going to turn out. The longer that Joe Biden stays in office, the harder it is, and the longer he goes without admitting or announcing his candidacy for reelection, the harder it is for another potential candidate to step into the wings to win the election in 2024.
Of course.
That's a hard challenge for the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah.
And as you get more and more information popping out about the censorship issues, about, you know, the economic failures, about the unbelievable inconsistency with their statements on the documents with Mar-a-Lago and what they've done, you know, it becomes politically, and you've got to understand, most people only hear the big topics, right? They don't listen to the details. So what's going on behind the scenes, they're not paying attention to. But the big ticket items right now, economy, this classified information, that's all going in the wrong direction for them. The border is going in the wrong direction.
Of course
for
it
them.
Is.
Crime is going in the wrong direction for them. So they're going to have to make a change very quickly. Tucker may be right, but I think that fight's going to be very difficult underneath to get Biden to back out, which is going to make it even harder for the Democrats down the road, especially as the Republican House of Representatives goes on this, these investigations that are going to highlight the involvement with China and Hunter Biden and the DOJ cover-up and the FBI cover-up of political actions that have undermined a sitting president. They attacked a sitting president. They attacked Donald Trump. The DOJ and the FBI lied in order to continue prosecuting Donald Trump, and they've gone over and over again. And Merrick Garland is absolutely the most politicized attorney general in the history of the United States.
That's right. There's no question about that. I mean, the Democrats have not handled this thing properly, in my opinion. Jimmy, we're at 9:26. You know, we got to cut it at 10, so we're getting very, very close. Let me just say this, kind of in closing, that the Democratic Party is up against challenges that I think they're not insurmountable, because, you know, they're known to not exactly tell the truth, for lack of better terms. But I will say that these challenges that the Democrats are up against are formidable. There's no question about that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen here shortly. You guys, we're out of time. Stick around. Be back next week, please.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.